Chapter 4. Procyon.
Kara tossed and turned in fitful sleep as she struggled beneath the weight of the stars on the fruited plain. In her dream, the lawyer had been taken captive and was crying softly as he lay on his face on the ground. Asleep, she reached under her shirt and touched the knife he had given her to carry. Virginia made a soft noise and rolled over on her side, while Mary Jane smiled a sweet smile, lost in the depths of slumber. Beneath the old comophora tree, in a dream that wasn't entirely a dream, frolicsome Francis tripped along a pathway somewhere in the woods on an adventure with three good friends. And in the ominous darkness of the world beyond the girl's little circle of firelight, three black-hearted predators crept stealthily toward them. But it wasn't lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no. It was worry and panic and fear.
"Well, well, well,"
whispered Elegant Worry in his most conspiratorial voice.
"What new fruits have appeared for us here on our wonderful, bountiful plain?"
"Oh, I want some fruit. I want some fruit. I want some fruit,"
said Fear in gutter English.
"But is there a dog? Do you see a dog anywhere about?"
asked Panic, glancing from side to side as he came limping up to stand beside them. Staring at the four girls sleeping in the circle of light, Worry and Panic heard a dull thud. Fear's body had hit the ground.
"Don't anybody move,"
choked Fear anxiously from the shadows below.
"I got a bleeding dog clapped on my bloody throat."
As Worry and Panic moved toward the dark tangle that was Hope and Fear, the beagle gave a low warning growl and clamped her jaws a little tighter.
"Back away, back away, back away,"
choked Fear in a thin, high voice.
"Before the bleeding dog bites my head off."
Worry and Panic backed far enough away that Hope could no longer smell their presence. Then, as quickly as she had arrived, Hope bounded off into the night.